back to Lake Effect on site in Milwaukee's Brewery District here on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have you with us. Thanks to John Gerda and Whitney Gould, we've heard about the history of the space that we're broadcasting from tonight and how this space has been transformed over the past decade. Well, our next guest photographed all of these buildings before those renovations, and he turned those photographs into a book that documents the place historically and artistically. Please join me in welcoming Waukesha-based photographer Paul Bialas.
Thank you.
We are so pleased that you could make it tonight. And just if people haven't had a chance to see them, there are some photographs that he brought that we have over there. So take a look when we're done with the show. Paul, your photographs of the abandoned breweries here in Milwaukee have won you a number of awards. When did you begin the project and why?
It was in 2009, by chance, really. I was driving through here and saw the buildings. And in the great words of John Gerda, it was a dead zone. So I was here, and there, it looked, to me, beautiful. Like Whitney said, I think where the past meets the present. And I felt like, boy, you know, if I could see the 1890s, this kind of feels like what it might look like. And so I took a lot of pictures around just for fun and kind of got the feeling like, boy, I wonder what it would be like to get inside of these buildings. And that's kind of where it really started. I started investigating getting inside.
So how did you get access? I can't imagine that people were just going to say, oh, sure, go ahead, go in.
You know, sometimes it took a little pushing and prodding. Sometimes you run into somebody as nice as Jim Hurdle, who is here tonight, who graciously let me come in and take some really fun photographs in the building. And once you get a couple buildings down and you go to the next guy and you say, look, I've got two down and somebody needs to photograph this for historical purposes at least. I had no intention of doing a book or anything. I thought, you know, these prints will be important someday was really the foundation of it.
So you're thinking like a historical society documentation.
Yeah. Just let's get them and then preserve it, because it was an ode to my past. I mean, my father, my grandpa, they drank Pabst, and Pabst kind of passed me by, I think, in those, you know, when I was 21, 22, they weren't very big, you know? So it was like, wow, you know, this is really a much bigger thing than I always thought it was. And so that's what got me interested in it.
Well, you know, you talk about documenting history, and of course you certainly did that with this, but for me, what drew me to your photographs was that they're more than that. And what did these buildings offer you as an artist?
Endless pictures. you get inside the brew house and, you know, there's these old doors that are ornate and beautiful. And what I ended up doing in the back of the books was interview old employees about what it was like to be here. And so that's part of the experience, is to hear from them, you know, rather than me. And they would say, you know, when they built a door at the Pabst Brewery, they built it to last 1,000 years. They didn't just build a normal square factory door. And I think of that when I drive by maybe the Amazon warehouse on, you know, I-94 down there. You know, there sure as heck is not a door like the door they have in the brewery here. So I think of the workers and how they described it.
So how many photographs did you take before you felt like you had enough for a book? And did the book idea start right away, or did that come after you had the photographs?
After. Yeah. So I was never trying to accomplish a whole lot. Even with the book, I wasn't. I took the photos. I gained access to the brew house, and then down at the best place, and then the malt house. And then somewhere along the line, Augie Pabst had heard about these pictures and invited me out to Pabst Farms, and I was able to meet him and take pictures out there. And I thought, you know, this is kind of developing chapters in my head. And I thought, chapters of a book that I could put on my coffee table at home, and when people come over, they can see this little experience. And so when the photos were all done, I started kind of putting this little thing together. And Augie Pabst said, well, I'm going to want 20 copies of that. And then somebody else said, well, I would want a copy. And I said, well, you know, maybe I'll do 50 copies.
And and how many now have sold?
Yeah, a few thousand.
Yeah.
and the first 1,000 was a big gamble, because we had to take a lot of money out of our savings to do it. And my wife said, I don't know if we should do it. And I said, well, I've already done all the work. You know, we should just give it a try. And when it came out, the press and the public picked it up very well, and it sold out within a couple months, which was like a blessing, because it was difficult to do.
But the photographs are beautiful. You know, they really are evocative. They bring me into something that I knew nothing about. You know, I certainly knew the names, but to be able to kind of, through your lens, walk into those spaces and imagine how they might have been, filled with people working and stuff happening. I can see that through your photographs.
Yeah, it didn't pass easy on me. I would sit in the empty brewery. A lot of times when I had access in there, I was alone in this giant empty space, you know. And it was always nice just to sit somewhere where you can see a wide open area and just kind of picture, you know, the history and things that have taken place in that area. And I had a lot of respect for it and thought, you know, I can't believe I'm able to be here and do this. That staircase in the brew house over there, you've probably seen that in the hotel. It's beautiful. Of course, the kettles. And then a lot of rooms at the best place, at Jim Hertel's place, rooms where it did look like the employees had just got up and walked out. There's a calendar on the wall from 25 years ago. There's a beer glass on the table, a Harnisch Weger ice cube tray on the table. Things that really take you back to the history of Milwaukee. And it looks like these people did walk out and leave, and that is how it went. You know, Augie Papp said that they, you know, they walked him out that day when Paul Kalmanovitz took over. So it was a sad day.
A lot has changed since you started this in 2009. Are there any photographs that you wish you could have taken that you didn't get a chance to?
Yeah, I was late to the scene. You know, this was 2009, so it had been empty for, over a decade. I think it was 96 or so. So a lot of employees I talked to said, I see that picture where it does look like the employees just got up and walked out. You know, there were a lot more rooms that looked like that before they cleared out all the machinery and things. And so to be there earlier, but then you do miss some of that artistic decay, which some people are a fan of, some are not. But there was some neat things. One of the employees said, you know, down in the basement of the brewery, there's this like crevice you can crawl in, and an employee would stash beer bottles back there. And so I got down on my hands and knees, and I'm crawling in this space, and there's this dust coming up, you know, and you're breathing it in, and you're like, what is this? So picked up a couple of these bottles that had been under there just forever, and it was a pretty neat experience because I thought, you know, was somebody sitting in here drinking in this cubby 40 years ago on their break?
In a brewery.
In a brewery? I mean, naturally. I don't know why you have to hide it.
Hide, yeah.
You might not have to hide
it. Do you still have
it.
The bottles?
Yeah. I think I still have one of them. And one I used in the fundraising to help bring that book to life. And another thing is some of the employees had brought up, you know, ghost stories and things like that. And they had experienced things. But, you know, I'm in these tight spaces underneath, and I never heard or saw things. So I don't have any good stories for you.
Oh, well, not those anyway. Not those. Well, Paul, we want to thank you so much for being part of our Lake Effect On-Site tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Being here.
Appreciate it.
Paul Bialas is a photographer based in Waukesha. His book, Pabst, An Excavation of Art, explores the uninhabited Pabst Brewery complex before its current renovation. There are copies of his book and some of the photographs here in the venue. We'll have links to more photos on WUWM.com as well.